Rosie on the house show. What a day to get something done, huh?
Oh, look at that out there. It's beautiful.
And there's pretty much nothing we can't do as it relates to planting or maintaining or anything. And it's going to get pretty hot pretty quick. Yep. So
let's get them in now before the heat. Yep, yep, get them established.
Not only will your body appreciate it more, but so will the plant.
Yes.
Don, welcome to the program. He wants to talk about PVC versus polyline. Welcome.
Oh, good.
What you working on, Don?
This is John.
John, I'm sorry.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, how are you?
I really enjoy your show, and I have a question. My question is, our landscaper's going to put in a new watering system, mm-hmm. and he's suggesting the polycarbon in place of the PCV pipe instead
right.
of the PCV pipe.
Right.
And I know our neighbors have, a lot of our neighbors have the PCV pipe in, and I just mm-hmm. wondered what your thoughts are on that.
There are pros and cons to both systems. You have your polyethylene tubing, which is the kind of the standard of the industry for a drip system. And then you have PVC, or polyvinyl chloride, which is a white PVC pipe, typically. The PVC piping, you know, just the pipe itself, is going to be more durable. The pros and cons are, in general, the poly system is going to be less expensive. It can snake through a landscape, so if you have existing landscape and you're putting a system in, it's very easy to go through an existing landscape, moving the rock or granite, doing the trenching, putting the tubing in. Whether or not they use a quality emitter and how they install the emitter, I really am a fan of putting the emitters in the main line. I'm a fan of a pressure-compensating, self-flushing emitter like the Rainbird Zerobug. We use those, put those in the main line, you're going to have a very reliable system. Use multiple tubes and multiple valves for different types of plant material. Put your trees on one line, put your shrubs on another line. If you have something else that's different in water need, put it on its own line, a garden or a citrus. If you do the PVC system, it's going to be a little bit more robust, but it's going to be more expensive to install. It takes a lot more trenching, time, effort. The materials are a little bit more. It's mostly the time that it takes to do all the trenching and all the assembly, and it's not as easy to modify down the road. So there's some pros and cons. PVC is going to be a little bit, it has an edge on reliability, but it's going to be more expensive versus the poly system, which is really a very good system. If it's installed correctly, it's going to be very reliable and very easy to change and modify.
How deep do you bury your drip lines?
It just needs to be out of the sun. I mean, in some parts of the country, they just throw mulch over the top of it after they've put it down. We here like to see it down, you know, in the neighborhood of 6 inches. And you know, out of harm's way. So what you don't want to have is any sun on it. You don't want to have it close to the surface where it can pop up and get into the sun, because sun will eat everything.
Yes, sun eats everything. And the deeper you dig it, the harder it is to repair it or add on to it.
Oh, great, good gravy. In the old days, depth used to be quality. And I remember working for my dad, and we'd put stuff down 2 feet in the ground. And, you know, you need a backhoe to dig it up to fix it. And, you know, we kind of learned that was a little overkill. So,
now, if you're going to run something that's going to go over a driveway or a high traffic area, mm-hmm. would you sleeve that?
Yes.
Or
hopefully your hardscape contractor thought ahead and put a sleeve or conduit underground. If you have pavers that can be lifted, put that conduit in place. If it's a concrete walk, we can get underneath that. A driveway may be another matter, and there are ways you can get underneath. Boring, water shooting, sometimes you have to saw cut. So hopefully your concrete contractor or hardscape contractor thought ahead and put a sleeve or conduit in place.
There you go, John. Good luck with your new landscape project. Walter from Glendale has called in with a question on an Australian bottle tree. Welcome to the program, Walter. How may we help you or your tree?
Well, I have this huge Australian bottle tree in my backyard that I don't know how old it is, but it's about 20 feet high. And I've had a woodpecker problem, and he's perforated this tree, I mean, hundreds of times. I'm afraid if a wind comes along, it's going to snap it at the perforations, it seems like. But I've had a problem with sap coming out of some of the holes. And I'm wondering if that's a problem I should be concerned about, or if there's anything I should do to, you know, I don't know if that's going to kill the tree eventually, or exactly what I should do about it, if anything.
Well, the tree's trying to deal with the fact that it's been injured. You know, I rarely see injury from animals to the point where it's really going to actually kill the plant. That'd be extreme. Usually it's a nuisance. You know, that's a tough one without actually seeing it. This is something you may want to have a certified arborist take a look at. Somebody get them out there, take a look at it, and see how bad this is. Most of the time it's cosmetic damage, and the tree will heal over the wounds, and you'll be okay. But that's something I'd like to see an arborist actually take a look at.
And
I have an idea.
I was going to say, you got to get rid of the woodpecker first, too.
And they're...
Maybe not first,
I believe
but
they're protected. I believe it's a protective species.
You had mentioned Vaseline and cayenne pepper. Yep. We've done that to deter woodpeckers. Mm-hmm. The owls, fake owls, those last like 3 days. And then they figure out that it's... Especially on a woodpecker that's so territorial.
Mm-hmm.
He notices that thing hasn't moved for 3 days. And
no threat. Right.
Now... We were talking about having an arborist look at that. Couldn't this gentleman email us some pictures? We have mm-hmm. our arborist on next Saturday.
We could do that.
We could do a little over-the-air mm-hmm. analysis. Mm-hmm. Shoot us some email photos of that tree, and John will be on. He's our guest arborist once a month, and we talk trees. So we could take a look at the pictures on air and diagnose it right there.
And in the meantime, for Fix the Leak Week, water, use it wisely.
Water, use it wisely.
Water by the numbers.
Three tips, right. Learn your system. Know what's normal. Take a look at it. Keep an eye on it. Maintain it, or have someone maintain it for you, and learn to program the system efficiently.
Bill Jenkins, Think Green Irrigation. I didn't give you enough time to give your phone number. You can always find him under landscaping at rosieonthehouse.com. Real quick,
480-922-9497.
Always under landscaping at rosieonthehouse.com as well. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.